Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today we're going to hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini. He's going to bring us an update on city affairs. All right, well, Mike, we're going to be recapping this week's city council meeting today. And one of the issues that was discussed was some change orders to the Clark Street substation project. I believe the third or second set of change orders.
Yes, Brad. And once again, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you folks and visit about city affairs. And as you said, council approved a couple change orders for our new Clark Street substation. And before we get too far into explaining what the change orders were, it's important to realize the Clark Street substation that we're referring to is a substation that's located on the corner of Oskaloosa and Clark Street, right where the old power plant cooling towers were located. And the change order amounts that council approved last Tuesday night were in the amount of $68,000 for the substation. Now, with the substation, to get the listeners briefly up to speed on it, the purpose of the substation is to relieve the electrical loads that are currently being served by the power plant's electrical bus. So what we plan to do is transfer all electrical loads from the electrical bus bar at the power plant over to the new substation. Once the new substation is up and running, that's when we'll be able to commence on the deconstruction of the city's power plant. And as we said, Brad, the change order's total amount was $68,000. And I think just to kind of briefly summarize why these change orders were necessary, basically, anytime that you get into projects, as a rule of thumb, it's always wise to budget about 3 to 5% for unexpected items that you may encounter. And the city normally budgets right around 5% for unexpected items that were encountered. Here, some of the stuff that was encountered with the project and the reasons for the change orders really are in two categories. A, once we started commencing construction on the substation, there was items in there. Since there was an old cooling tower site, there was items that we encountered that we did not expect to encounter, items such as old gas mains, abandoned gas mains, footings, stuff that was not on the original plans and specifications and that you're really not going to know was there until you actually start digging on the site. And so that was one half of the component of the change orders. And really the second component that was a major expenditure for the project was the rerouting of the city's transmission line. If the listeners can recall, if you go down to the city's power plant site, we have a transmission line that runs or abuts right directly with our coal yard. What we will be doing is rerouting that transmission line 10 feet further to the south. And the reason why that's necessary, Brad, is once the city commences deconstruction on the city's power plant, we need additional clearance room to be able to actually commence deconstruction on the site. And so what the plan is by rerouting the transmission line 10 feet to the south, that will give us adequate room to actually take down the city's power plant. And it was just a matter of choice by city staff and council on which time do you actually which project do you include the rerouting of the transmission line. We thought it was wise to do it now while we have the contractor on site for a couple reasons. A, the contractor is already on site, and therefore it decreases mobilization costs for another contractor to come on site and reroute the transmission line. And B, if it was done at a later date, that would impact, and we'd have to actually relocate some items along with the substation if it was done at a later date. So we thought it was more cost-effective to do it up front. That particular item was right around $39,000. So if you want to put it in general layman's terms, we had $39,000 to reroute the transmission line that abuts the coal yard, which is necessary to give us additional clearance areas to actually take down the city's power plant, and B, right around $29,000 for unexpected items that we uncovered once we started the construction of the Clark Street substation. So in total, it was $68,000 for the new substation, Brad, and as I want to also stress to the listeners, change orders are common in construction projects, and generally they range from 3 to 5% of the overall cost of the project. We normally budget for 5%, so we did have contingency funds that will be covering this component or these change orders for the city.
And does this amount fall within that 5%?
Yes, it sure does, Brad. We're right within budget on with the project, and everything is going as expected. It's just, I think, from my experience, anytime you have significant change orders for projects, it's always the natural gut reaction is, why wasn't this forecasted, or why didn't you folks know about it? Well, generally speaking, anytime you start building stuff on old sites, you usually account unexpected items, and that's been kind of the rule of thumb for most construction projects the city encounters.
Well, keeping on the topic of electricity here, the council approved a first reading of a change in the electric rates.
Yes, Brad, and I want to stress to the listeners, when we talk about electric rates, you are correct. The council did approve on Tuesday night the first reading of a proposed ordinance that would adopt a new electrical rate structure, and it's important to note that when we talk about electric rates, and since we are talking about ordinances, that this particular ordinance will still need to be approved by council at two additional readings. So if the listeners do have concerns or are interested in it, I would encourage them to follow the city's website and at least look at the agendas to see when this item will be discussed. It'll be discussed at our next two upcoming meetings. But overall, when we talk about the new rate structure for electrical rates, Brad, I want to emphasize to the listeners that overall, we are not talking about any overall increase in revenues to the city. So in other words, there will not be any overall increase in revenues to the city, but rather what this increase and the new rate structure was why it's needed is recently the city has completed a cost of service study for its electric utility. Now, the purpose of cost of service study is to determine the cost of how much it costs us to serve each individual class of users for the utility. And so while we don't have an overall increase in revenues for the city, it's important to note that since these new rates are based on our actual cost of service to the individual customer classes, there may be some minor fluctuations. Well, there will be some minor fluctuations in the individual classes. So you will see some classes going up slightly, others going down slightly as well. A second key component in these new rates is going to be the introduction of seasonal rate concept. In looking at this, and the reason why we are looking at seasonal rates, Brad, is normally for an electric utility, power supply accounts for about 80% of an electric utility's cost. And in our case, since we purchase 100% of our power from Missouri River Energy Services, it costs more to purchase power on the open market and to generate power from the months of June through August. So with the new rate structure incorporated, our rates will be higher in June, in the months of June through August. Likewise, all the other months will be significantly lower than June through August. And the reason for that is peak demand for electric utilities across the country. Energy costs more during those months. And since that is simply a cost that the city is passing on through its rate structure as well. So it's important to note, once again, there will be no overall increase in the city's rate structures or electric revenues, rather. There's going to be minor fluctuations within the individual classes. And the second component to keep in mind, too, is the seasonal rate concept, in which the city's electrical rates will be about 15% higher in the months of June through August than the rest of the year.
So if this was passed in the third reading, when would this go into effect?
Well, what we're looking at, Brad, is the current schedule. It will go into effect, and the first time that the customers will see the new rates will be on their bills that will be due on April 20th, and it'll be for the March 2013 usage.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me here. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.